Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last Time I Saw Paris by Lynn Sheen. Read for you by Susan Bennett. Chapter 1. The Socialite. Manhattan, New York, May 8, 1940. Claire Harris Stone breathed in the faint scent of roses from the courtyard garden below as her yielding body swayed to the strains of In the Mood, drifting out the open French doors. The sounds of the orchestra inside her Manhattan brownstone blended with the late-night rumble of traffic along Fifth Avenue. Buoyed by the Veuve Clicquot champagne, she felt as though she floated above her partner as their gliding shoes whispered against the balcony floor. He held her tight, his hands warming her body through her thin silk dress. Her arms were draped around his shoulders. He was tall. That was nice. And he knew how to dance, even better.
"You're dreaming, Claire,"
Von Richter said. "Of you." Claire opened her eyes. He was nearing 40, she guessed. Slender, perfect posture, the polished manner of a European aristocrat. Dark hair slicked back. He had the tan of a denizen of ocean liners and Riviera beaches. A light trace of a scar on his chin, he said, from a duel. Not what she expected, with all that she'd heard of Hitler's rants about the Aryan race. "Say something in German," she said. He spoke against her throat. "What did you say?"
"I am going to remove."
His hands slid past her hips.
"What is this in English?"